Blog Talk Radio.
Friends, wherever you are, welcome to Oscar Villegas Psychic Spirit Connections live radio show. If you like to call the show for the chance to meet, for me to connect you with your loved ones, the number to call you from the UK or anywhere in the world is 001-760-283-4611. Or from the USA themselves is 760-283-4611. I'm available for Skype readings. If you visit my website, www.oscar-clairvoyant.com, and there you can find me. And there's a button there which quite a lot of people are using at the moment to have the readings through Skype. So it's easy way to do it. And I can promise you one thing: there is no difference a one-to-one sitting face-to-face. The word is for it by phone. As you can see, how it works with the radio, same difference. So the spirit world works mysterious way, and it's the kind of way they tell you, basically, you don't have to be there, present, to have it reading. You can have it over the phone. Emails, yes, it's beautiful because you don't work with it. As some mediums, we are very blessed, shall I say, to be able to connect with the spirit world, seeing, hearing the Lord. So it's beautiful, but, you know, a lot is also medium, they work with the energy. It might be a bit difficult, but nevertheless, it's always the link is there. You can also follow me on Facebook, or if you just go to my website, as I said it before to you, www.oscar-clairvoyant.com. There is a button, if you send a request, a friend request, then we can become a friend at the touch of the button. Right. You know what? That song, that beautiful song, One Day at a Time, so Jesus. That beautiful song was sung to me in my psyche night last Thursday by a very, very dear friend of mine. I was in Spain. I was working in Spain last week. I just got back on Friday. I got back on Monday night, and I had a fantastic week there. Workshops, private readings, psychic night, and as well as a psychic event at the church. But the song, as I said, was sung to me by my beautiful friend Jill White at the Condado Alamas in Spain. What a night. It was a fantastic, fantastic night. It was so amazing. The way she sang the song, the love, the passion, is I will put the link in my Facebook. For those people that are friends of mine on Facebook, will have the chance to listen to that beautiful voice of Jill. I have asked for her permission. She granted, because she used to be a professional singer. She's still a singer, but just not doing it as a profession anymore. But the night before was belonged to the Beacon of Light in Canadas, Del Romero, Murcia, Spain. That night we went to the psychic, to the spiritual church, the center, shall I say, because it's not a church, it's a center. By a spiritual center, the Beacon of Light in Canadas, Del Romero, Murcia, Spain. And there, I was greeted by the beautiful committee, which the president was Nigel, his lovely wife Gina. Then they have Sid, Sri Woodlands, and many others. They are very, very friendly with them. Fantastic people, fantastic. All the committee, they're all really lovely people. But you know what? The Beacon of Light in Canadas del Romero, Murcia, Spain, is a place that people just begin to find this place. It's only been going for about a year, but it's such a beautiful place. It's unbelievable, unbelievable. The energy in that beautiful old church, shall I say it, because it is old, it's an old building, but it's so much love in there. So for the English people and the Spaniards, for those that live in Canadas del Romero, Murcia, please go and visit this beautiful church or center, Beacon of Light in Canadas del Romero. Now this is for me, and this is one I like to people in the potent air, potent and not devices, by devices, shall I say. This Friday, I will be at Potent Village, Potent Village Hall, near Devices, Wiltshire, for my psyche night. This starts 8 p.m., okay? So all the people in Potent, near Devices, Wiltshire, 8 o'clock, Friday night, at the Potent Village Hall. I really hope to see you there, guys. This is I believe it's the third or fourth time I'll be there. And every time we've been there, it's been always fantastic. So I'm looking forward to my return there on Friday night. And I know there's a lot of the locals, they are listening to this program, so I'm looking forward to see you guys. Followed by Saturday night, I will be at the Norton Fitz Warren Village Hall near Taunton, Somerset, for my psychic night. This one is at 7:30 p.m. So Somerset, he will come again. I've been to Somerset so many times, and every time I go there, it's like being at home. I love it. I love it, really love it. And the people love me, and I love them. Simple as that. So this is Saturday. I will be at the Norton Fitz Warren Village Hall near Taunton, Somerset, okay? So this one is at 7:30 p.m. So please be there. On Thursday the 26th of July, I will be holding a psychic night at Vernon Park Hall at Vernon, Slough, Berkshire. The time is 8 p.m. Now, this place, I've been quite a few times as well, but not to the Vernon Park Hall. But I've been there, and it's a fantastic venue. I love it already. So this one is on Thursday, the 26th of July. I will be holding a psychic night there at the Bernard Park Hall, Bernard Slough, Berkshire. So if you are in the area, guys, I really sincerely hoping to see you there. I got so much to tell you guys. There's so much going on, so much coming up. And I do have a friend of mine who is coming very soon to do a view on all my guests. My very good friend, Bernie Scott. She will be holding, she will be sharing with me on the 31st or the 28th, yes, on July. Let me confirm the date. Yes, it is the 23rd of August, okay? August the 23rd, and the Bernie Scott will be joining me for that special night, so you guys will have a chance to listen to Bernie. Bernie is coming to New York as well to work in New York very soon, so that's the time, that's a chance for you guys to be able to listen to it. I like to apologize, of course, because last week, as I said, I was in Spain, and I know that my friend Mike Davis took my show, and I like to thank Mikey for doing my show last week, and for you guys for being so constant in there. And I know there are quite a few calls already there, so I will move on to the phone calls now. But I also, just before we go to it, just remember, guys, if any one of you just like to become a friend of mine on Facebook, all you have to do is just go to my website, and it's www.oscar-clairvoyant.com, okay? There is a button there for a friend's request. Send it, and we're becoming friends. Perhaps there is people, you know, there's so many people that join me on Facebook, and it's lovely because I can help sometimes people, but I don't not always give people what they want to hear. It's what is there for them. And that's how it goes here tonight as well. Now, just before we go to the lines, just a little reminder to everybody how it works. I know that you've heard me say it before, but that's how it is. Numbers are very important in our lives. Numbers are very important because we use the numbers here, and they use it still in the spirit world. Days, time, occasion, places, memories. Sometimes the messages are not necessary for the person who receives it, but for the people who are belong to them, to circle a friend or family. So please, I can promise you, don't bother to say no to me, because I will get a yes. Not because I want you to say yes, but because there will be a connection with your loved ones. Now, I will move on to my first caller now. And the person I'm looking for at the moment is Carol. Carol, good afternoon, wherever you are.
Hi, how are you, Oscar?
Oh, hello, Carol. How are you? You well?
I'm well, yes.
Right.
How are you?
Okay. I'm good. Really. It's a little bit colder here. There was in there. Whereabouts are you?
I'm in USA, Massachusetts.
All right. Okay. Okay, well done, because I know the Americans, they really are very strong with this program. And I know my friends, they're all getting a lot of connection from here. Now, Carol, you know how I work, because I just said it. So please remember that, as I said, message is not necessary for you, but the circle of friends as well, okay?
Okay.
Right. As I'm linking with you here this moment, I got a lady who's coming here with me at the moment. Now, I want to give you the initial J with us. Who has the initial J, please?
My mother.
Okay. Your mother's in spirit?
Yes.
Okay. Because I want to bring this lady who's coming very strong to you here, okay? Now, she's coming here very strongly because she sent to me, because she has something that is belong to you as well. Something that is, I don't know if I feel like it's a child was taken to the spirit world. Is you lost a child, please?
Yes, I have.
Okay, because your mommy is very strongly sending me, she's got a child here, and your mother and your child are kind of here together, but what they're doing at the moment is there's a big banner There's a big banner right in front of me, and they sing to you a very, very happy birthday. Now, is either your birthday or somebody very close to you a birthday now or an anniversary? Who is this?
What was that?
Either birthday or an anniversary around now.
Today would have been my ex-husband and my anniversary.
Okay. Right. So you said it's ex-husband, but you know what? They celebrated it for you, okay? So it's a kind of way that they say happy anniversary. Whatever the outcome would it be, they're still very much they want to say happy anniversary, okay?
Yes.
Right. Now, moving on to a little bit, just a little bit further up, because I feel very much as an incoming event is something that you're planning, something that you're doing, or somewhere that you're planning to go to. But I want to say this, I want to move on into the next not 3 months, not 3 days, but I want to say 3 weeks. Where is it you're going within 3 weeks' time?
I have no idea.
You haven't got idea? Well,
no,
I think, what is the something you have planned, something planning, but I feel very much it's not 3 months because I'm not going to say 3 months. I want to say something more like 3 weeks. So if it's not you going somewhere, there must be something that you might be celebrating, but it's going to come within 3 weeks from, I would say from now. So if you're not going anywhere, there's something that you're celebrating, but it's something that you're looking forward. I don't know if you're looking forward so much to this, but there is something that is you commemorate, celebrate, or you go in somewhere within 3 weeks. What is it? What are you celebrating in 3 weeks' time?
Well, my son died August 2nd, so that's in a couple weeks.
Okay. Now, the initial A has been passed on to me. Who has the initial A, please?
My Aunt Angie.
And Spirit.
Yeah.
Okay, because she's coming here to, with you as well. Now, you said to me there's a friend in Spirit, but I don't know if it's a lady, but because I feel very much, it's more like a sister to me rather than a friend. But this lady would have gone to the Spirit world with a cancer connection. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay, she's coming here very close. Now, the number 32 has been given to me. Number 32 could be anything to me, like either 32 years, 23, or the number 5, which is the month of May as well. What is this? What is it? I want to go more.
Five.
Yeah, absolutely. 23, but I can convert it to 3. Sorry?
I don't know.
Right, the month of May is important here. Where is the month of May? Because I feel very much I want to come back. I'm going back and I want to celebrate with the month of May. May celebration, there is something you're celebrating or you have celebrated. Okay, who has the initial T? Please, T as a Tommy.
My brother Tony.
Okay, and a Spirit?
No, he's here.
Right. Your dad is in the Spirit as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Is your brother goes your daddy's Spirit? Oh, no. Right. Your brother has a... Sorry?
What did you say?
Is your brother's got your dad's name as well?
No. Oh, yes. They both have the same name.
It's okay, Carol, don't worry. Because I feel very much, it's okay, because I feel your daddy just having a good laugh. She said, yes, you forgot my name.
I did.
Yes, you did. But he's okay with that, okay? He's okay with it. Not that you forgot his name, but it's the kind of way they say, it's okay for sometimes when the person put you in a spot and you got to think about it, okay? Now, what I'm feeling is at the moment also, you know, as I'm talking, I also want to slow down because I feel very much, I don't know when I say slow down because, okay, you lost a son?
Yes, I did.
Right, because, you know, at the moment I just feel completely different. I just, I was quiet in my heart talking to you, but suddenly I feel like I just, wow, just dropped. But not because it's sad to be in the spirit world, but it's because the sadness that is around you, which is lost. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
He just want to say to you, thank you. Thank you for the beautiful thoughts, for the kind words, because I do feel that what he sent to me is you talk to him a lot. Now, where is the two children?
Two children?
Mm-hmm.
He's got two brothers, but since he's passed, he would have had two nieces.
So he would have had two nieces because he acknowledged the two children, okay? That's
yes.
What he acknowledged here. So not his children, but he's acknowledged the two members of the family. So he's just to let you know that he's in very much in touch still with you guys. Now, who was the fireman?
Fireman? Oh, my cousin Joey.
But he's with us. He's still with us.
He's still here, yeah.
Yeah, because he wants to say hello to him. Okay?
Okay.
Now, he wants to say hello to him. So I don't know if because he said he wants to say hello to this initial J, perhaps it's not because he's in trouble, but he just wants to say hello, perhaps because there's something that might be celebrating around him at this moment. And he just wants to know, you know, to let him know that he's still very much on his thoughts as well. Now, what Joey, when is the last time you saw him?
What was that?
When is the last time you saw his cousin, your cousin?
My cousin Joey?
Mm-hmm.
A couple of years ago.
Okay, perhaps it might be a good idea if you can please just give him a ring sometimes. Okay?
Okay.
Just a simple hello sometimes. It comes quite big in people when a call comes to say hello. And it comes at the right time. I do feel there might be a right time for just to say hello to him too, okay?
Okay.
Carol, with this, I will say thank you very much for calling tonight. Please remember, if you like to retrieve this call, just go to www.mikespiritsfm, okay? You also can add me on Facebook if you wish, just by going to my website, www.oscar-clairvoyant.com, okay? There is a button there for Facebook, and you can add me, and we'll become friends, okay?
Thank you so much, Oscar.
In the meantime, I will say to you, God bless, and perhaps our path will cross one day. Thank you, man. God bless. Bye-bye now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Now I'm moving on to the area code 029. Good evening, good afternoon.
Good evening.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi, who am I speaking to?
Nicola.
Nicola. Nicola, I can hear my voice back, so do you have the radio very loud?
Is that better now?
Yes. Yeah, that's better. Okay. Now, you said your name is Nicola, is that right?
Yeah, Nicola, yeah.
Okay, Nicola. Thank you for calling tonight. Where are you calling from?
From the UK.
UK?
Yeah.
That's in the UK?
Yeah, UK.
In the UK? Oh, okay, I'm sorry about that. Right, Nicola, at this moment, what I'd like to say to you is, I'd like to take a break because I feel very much that's what they're saying to me, take a break. But they take a break for what? I'm not saying for work or anything like that. I would say more like take a break from you, from tears, because I feel very much I can see the tears running from you, from to your face, down. So really, I do feel that you've been crying quite a lot. Do you understand this?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, because it's the kind of way that I feel a child on the spirit said to me, please tell Mama not to cry anymore. Do you understand, please?
No.
Wait, stay there with me for a minute, because I feel very much I want to give you the number 11. The number 11 is the month of November. Can you tell the month of November?
No, sorry.
Right, stay there. Because I want to acknowledge in that month of November. Now, is a child coming here with me at the moment? Now, this child is not necessarily your child, but a child belongs to somebody, a loved one of yours, or a circle of friends of yours. But I want to go for a number 11, month of November. Now, the month of November might be a significant. Can you understand this?
No, I can't, sorry.
Right. Now, I'll go back to where I started from with the tears. Do you understand?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Now, now, who has the initial W, please?
W? Mm-hmm. No.
If I turn the W into an M, who has the initial M?
I've got a friend, M, yes. A close friend.
Right, no, that's not what I'm looking for. That is not what I'm looking for because I feel very much. Now, can I just ask you here to make a statement? Your mother in the spirit world, please?
No.
I feel a mother link here coming very strong with you.
Right.
Now, this lady who's coming to me here at the moment, I feel like a mother link. So if it's not from your mother link, I would feel like a grandmother to you. Do
right.
You understand? Yeah. Understand? Now, C, the initial C has been passed on to as well. Who has the initial C?
I can't take a C either, sorry.
I want to say like a Carol, Caroline, Carol?
No.
Okay. That's okay because what I want to give you is what has been passed on to me because I don't know if this is for you or somebody around you.
Right, yes. I know a Carol has passed over.
You know a Carol passed over?
Yes.
Right. That's okay, because if you know the Carol has passed over, you also will know the little child which is around the Carol's family.
Right, yes.
You understand this?
Yes.
Thank you. Because that's why I say, because I will go round until I find it, okay? Now, your friends said thank you for acknowledging her. But it's the kind of way that she sent to me as well. She's been seen as well. They have seen you crying, and they sharing your sorrow as well. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay. I see. Now, the number six has been given to me. The number six is it could be 6 days, 6 months, 6 years, or the month of June.
I can't take the month of June.
What is it, the number six for?
Don't know.
Can you take the month of June?
No.
Right. Hold on. Okay. It's a male figure that coming here to me. Now, he sent to me to give you the month of June. Do you understand this?
No.
Okay. Who has initial P as a Patrick, please?
My mum's P.
Your mum is P?
Yeah.
And her father's in the spirit, yes?
My dad is, yeah.
Okay. Now, you're just celebrating an anniversary now?
A couple of months ago, yes. A
couple of months, because I feel, you know, the time is not a distance to then. A time, like, even if it has been a day, it will still acknowledge as now. 2 months? Yeah. It's still very much still now, okay? Now, the number 21 has been given as well. Now, that 21, number 12 or the number 3?
Number 3 I can take.
Okay.
A birthday.
A birthday, okay. Now, 3 children has been given as well. Your daddy has given me 3 children. Where does the 3 children belong to?
I can't take 3.
Are you one of the 3 children?
One of 2, I am.
I want to say 3.
Right, yeah, okay, I will take that.
Can you understand why I'm saying this? Yes,
I can now, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Because that's why I say I want to give it to you as a 3, because even if you said no, even said 2, I still very much want to say 3, because that's why they give me the 3. Now, Okay. Now, is a journey that you are on at the moment, because I feel very much there's a journey, but is your daddy been, it's no, your daddy's been buried, please?
Cremated, yeah.
Cremated. No, cremated. Now, who is buried? The number 65, what's the number 65 connected with? 65 or 56, one of the two.
I'm not sure.
This is all numbers linked with your dad.
Right.
Number 65, or not that he was 65 or not 56, but I want, again, brings me back to November. Your daddy went through the spirit. What with the heart problem?
No.
Who went with you from your father's side with a heart problem?
His dad.
His dad, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Now, he's still very much going back to the month of November. I'm a little bit stuck here with the month of November because he doesn't want to move on from the month of November. Did your dad went to the not to the spirit world, but to the hospital in the month of November?
No.
He's asking me to stay there.
Okay.
He's asking me not to move on from the November because the November is important to him. Not as an anniversary or birthday, but he said, please tell her not to move on. Now, who went to this? Okay. What is the cancer connection?
Sorry?
The cancer connection.
Yes, I can take that.
With your dad?
It's my mum's sister.
And this, okay, no. I want a male figure. I want a male figure, sweetheart. The easier one for me to say, yes, that's the person I'm looking for. But no, I'm not looking at a female. I'm looking at a male figure, again, from your father's side.
I'm not sure about that, sorry.
Okay. How well do you know your daddy's family?
Yeah.
Okay. Who is Joe, please?
Joe.
Mm-hmm. Has an initial J as a Joe. Or John.
No, sorry. I can't take a J.
You know, I'm not stuck at all. But I want to stay with Daddy because he asked me not to move on. Because there is a... Okay, your mother's sister, she is with a cancer connection?
Yes.
Is the month of November belong to her?
Well, she was ill in the month of November.
Sorry?
She was ill in the month of November.
In the month of November, okay. Okay. Now, there is a chance that she allowed me to feel here the... Gosh, what's this? All right. I want to bring love. I want to bring a lot of healing from the spirit world to you guys. But most of anything for the loss of the son. Who lost the son?
I don't know.
Who is Ricky or Richard?
That's my son.
Richard is your son. But
yes.
he is with us, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Okay. I'll tell you what I want to do. If you're not a friend of mine on Facebook, can you add me on Facebook and I'll talk to you?
Yes, of course I will.
Okay?
Yeah, lovely.
Do you know how to get to my Facebook, yeah?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. So please do that, and perhaps I'll be able to speak to you more. I will speak to you on Facebook.
Okay, lovely.
Okay. God bless, and you take care of yourself, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. I'm moving on to Vince, good afternoon. Where are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, I'm good. Whereabouts are you?
I'm in Los Angeles.
Okay, Los Angeles. Vince, I want to say Vicente.
Well, actually, I was born in Poland, and my family immigrated to Canada when I was 2 years old. And
okay.
My real name is Wiesław, but it's Vince. Yeah, it's Vince is a translation from Polish to English.
Okay, that's it. Because I know that I can feel, you know, as I was talking to you, I felt that it's a different, I want to say Vincent rather than the Vincent. But thank you for calling today, okay?
Thank you.
I know that you phone in today because there is a guidance you're looking for. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if you just finished or you just starting a new. I know there is an open field there for you, but there is something that you're planning to move on into a life. But it's not. Who is it with a medical career?
A medical career? Well, my wife used to be a nurse.
Okay.
And she only took the she only studied nursing because her ex mother-in-law she developed Alzheimer's and she took care of her for 6.5 years before she died.
Because I feel that as a medical career, whatever, you know, the nursing, even if it's a nurse, but I do feel that the person needs to go back to where it's been left. Do you understand this?
Yeah, but I don't think my wife wants to do that anymore.
Right. Even if, you know, sometimes we don't want to do many things for many reasons, but it's a kind of way they're saying perhaps you like to acknowledge it because there might be a reason or the time why she needs to go back. But I don't feel that she needs to go back working for somebody else, but who has been nursing at the moment? Somebody in the family has been nursing? Nursing. Somebody's nursing needs to be nursed. Yeah, somebody's nursing needs to be been taken care of.
The only one I can think of is my wife's daughter, who lives in New York. She has kids of her own. Her and her grandmother, for the most part, take care of the kids, and the grandmother's health is starting to slowly deteriorate because she's up there in age.
Right, because that's why I feel that I'm not saying that your wife, that's what she's going to be doing again, but I do feel that, you know, there's a link in there. She did it once, and she can do it again, you know? It's
right.
A kind of way they're saying it's a free will, as you know, and she doesn't have to do it, but I do feel that perhaps she will have to consider it, helping this person once again. Okay. Now with you, my friend, as I'm looking at the moment with you, I see a lot of books piling up on top of you, books. But it's a kind of way they said that please don't stop, keep going. But what is it you're reading? What are you reading at the moment? What is it you're training for?
Well, it's not that I'm reading anything. It's more than I'm writing. I'm trying to make it as an actor and a writer. I just finished writing one book that I'm trying to find the publisher, and I may have to do self-publishing, but I got about 4 more other books in mind that I want to write. But this is the beginning of the first of 4, and the acting. But see, right now, I've been out of work for on and off 4 years. I haven't been able to find anything substantial yet. Tomorrow I'm going for a job interview. Last week I with this company because last week I had a test, and obviously I passed the test, so they call me in for an interview. And it's a paper company. But I've also been waiting to hear from a soda company about a job. And I'm wondering if you see that still going through because I talked to the HR person at the soda company last week. And she said she's going to put my resume to the top for the hiring manager and see if they can bring me in.
Right. You know, can I just stop you there for a minute?
Sure.
Because I know that you have quite a bit, but I feel very much what I know that you have to say about the books because, as you said, you know, you go the 1, 2, 3, and 4. but that's what I see, because I see books piling up in front of you, okay? Now, the life you have chosen, perhaps is to write. I like the books, and I can promise you the books will be success, okay? But it's going to take a little bit of time. Unfortunately, it's going to take a little bit of time for this to come out. Now,
right.
Now the person who is going to, who the person you're going with the interview, the person with the soda company. Now, the person I see here in front of me at the moment, is he a color guy?
Well, the person that interviewed me at the soda company a couple months ago, he is a black gentleman, and and he said he loved my energy, and he loved the fact that I'm very genuine. I'm a very honest and truthful and straightforward person.
Yep. He loves you. He loves you very much. All right, and he's seen in you what you really are. Okay, and
yeah.
He likes to help you. He will help you.
Okay.
So I just like you to be positive about this, because I just been bringing this guy here, and they allow me to feel how good I feel with this person. Now, the person that linking me with him is a lady who came very close to you at the moment, but I'm going to go from your mother's side of the family. You understand, please? I want to go to your mother's side. I want to look above your mother, so I want to bring grandmother here. Do you understand, please?
I'm sure. Yeah, my mother's mother just died not too long ago.
Okay, because you know, even if she has gone 20 years ago, it is the energy of this lady is quite strong. And it's the kind of way she's saying to you, remain positive. Your mother's still with us, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, because she wants to say hello to you, to all of you. Now, she's giving me the number 5. So I don't know if it's 5 children or the month of May.
Well, there were 4 children in the family. And she did have 1 miscarriage.
Yeah.
And as far as May goes, May 5th was my father's birthday.
Okay, well done. Well done, because I feel that number 5 is very important and it comes quite strongly with you. Okay. Now, the police officer, who was, your daddy was not a police officer, was he?
No, my father was, being in Poland at the time, the communists still ran the country, so when as soon as a young man turned 16 years old,
he went
right into the army, and they didn't care what your family situation was or nothing. You were just put in the army. But he also had a lot of problems with the police too.
With the police, yeah, because he said to me, he mentioned to you the police. Okay, not that you have any problem, because you are not that kind of person. But your daddy, yes, unfortunately, he went through quite a few ups and downs in life.
Yeah.
He's okay, but he's in the, because, okay. The number 3, so I don't know what the number 3 is, but I feel more like I want to come for the month of March. What's the month of March for?
March is my oldest daughter's birthday, March 31st.
Okay. And the initial M? As a Monique?
Well, my wife's middle name is Maria. Marie.
Okay. All right. This is a deal, okay? Not from me, but from the spirit world. You remain positive, because I know that you feel that at the moment you feel like there is a big world, big brick world in front of you, and there is no way you can get to the other side. Do you understand this?
Right.
Right. Please do not. Think positive, remain positive, and I feel the confidence about this person who would like to help you very much, because I do feel he's seen what you are capable of. He's seen how really you can help other people. Okay? I want to, you know what I'm doing, because at the moment I feel like I go crazy fit. So I don't know if you play football, who is a football player, but I want to play. What your dad is doing is he wants to play football with you. Now, who's playing football?
Well, my father, see, being from Europe, my father always confused me with football because he would talk about European football, which is soccer, and I always used to think of American football. So it was always confusing. So my father was a very big fan of soccer and hockey.
He said football.
Yeah.
He said, no, it's not soccer. That's football, okay?
But I'm a big football fan.
Yeah, absolutely. He's still saying football. He's still inviting you to watch football because that's memories that he's holding with you. Like, it's a kind of way teasing you with the football and the soccer. Okay?
Okay.
My friend,
I was just going to say, do you see when that soda company is going to call me about the job?
To be honest with you, how long, I could say how long is the stream, okay? But I'm not going to say that because I feel very much it's quite close to you, quite close.
Okay.
Perhaps closer than you think, okay?
Okay.
Now, is your birthday in September?
No, mine is in August, actually. Mine's next month.
So who's in September?
Who's in September? Let's see.
Where's the number 23 for? Where's the number 23?
Number 23? I can't think.
Right. Can you hold on to this 23 and also the month of September?
Okay.
Yeah? Okay, hold on to them too, okay? I don't know if 23 could be to do with September, but September, I like you to hold on to September strongly, okay?
Okay.
Now, I'm not saying that that's when you the job will be announced or something, but it is a good connection, something that I'd like you to celebrate as well. Okay?
Okay.
My friend, I wish you a very good day.
Oscar,
and
thank you. Oscar, want to ask, can you just quickly give my wife a quick reading? Her name's Kathy.
I got people waiting in line at the moment, unfortunately, you know. But please say hello to your wife because I know that she loves to, but perhaps another time because honestly, it's people been waiting there in the line, so I got to move on, okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay,
well,
thank
you anyway.
You take care of yourself. Please retrieve the call from www.mikespiritfm, okay? God bless,
right,
my friend. You take care.
Thanks.
Bye-bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Area code is 702. Good evening. Good afternoon. Hello, 702. Area 702, are you there? I think I lost her, so we're going to somebody else. Mary Lowe, good afternoon, good morning, good afternoon, where are you? Mary. Hello. Mary Lou.
Hello. I need to turn on the mic.
Hello there. How are you?
I am great. And I am pleased to finally get to speak to you. I've listened to you a lot. And I listened to you last week, only you weren't on. And I missed that.
Oh, thank you. Have we spoke before? No.
I have not spoken to you before, but I've just listened to your show.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. Because, you know, as I'm talking to you, I feel very such a warm person coming from you. Happy, 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 happy is the kind of thing I like to say to you. Because I feel sometimes you have the opportunity, shall I say, to feel really low. No opportunity, but sometimes you've been low, very, very low, but you bounce back. Do you understand this?
Oh, yeah.
You always bounce back. And that's one thing that keeps you smiling because I feel very much you have been through a lot in life. Do you understand, darling?
Yep.
Okay? But you know what? You are very strong. You are very strong. Very strong spirit, shall I say, because I feel very much spiritualism is very close to you. But do you work with the spirit?
I try.
You try. Well, don't give up, because I feel very much the spirits are holding very close to you, okay? Now, I want to give you the, okay, I know that we are in the month of July, but I want to give you the number 7. What is number 7 for?
I don't know.
Or the month of July. What's the month of July? What are you celebrating now?
I'm not celebrating anything in July.
Okay, that's okay, because I feel very much, I want to give it to you anyway.
You know what, I like 7.
You like the 7?
I'm on a 7-year pattern, and it seems like this is my 7th year, so that means change to me.
Absolutely, because I feel that's why I say, if you have said no, I still very much want to say, I still want to give you the number 7 because it's important on your life. Important to you, okay? Now, I don't know if you lost a partner, but I feel a gentleman coming here very close, but this person is very close to your heart. Do you understand this, please?
I think so.
Okay. Now, I want to give you the initial F as in Frank. Who has an F?
I get asked that a lot, and I have no idea.
Really? You've been told that before?
I have, and I don't know.
Okay. But I don't want to say Frank. I want to say Francis.
No, I still don't know.
And this has been given to you before?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I want to take you away from, I don't know where you are now at the moment, or I don't know exactly where you're calling from, but, excuse me, who's got a problem with the coffin at the moment? Who's got a problem with the chest?
My daughter.
Okay. Because I need to acknowledge this, because I feel a lady coming to me at the moment, but this lady who is approaching me, I feel like a link with the mother side. Do you understand, please?
Yes.
Okay. I have to take a sip, because she said to me, please take a sip of water, because I feel my throat, it just gone very dry. Did your mother have a problem with the throat as well?
My mom is still alive, but there is a mother figure in spirit around me.
Say that again, sweetheart.
My own mother is still alive, but there is a mother-like spirit around me.
Absolutely. So you call a lady who to you is like a mother in spirit, is that right?
Correct.
Okay, because that's why I feel it's a mother link, okay? Your mother, your physical, your biology mother still with us, but this lady, it comes to me as a mother, the lady who you just acknowledge. Now, who has the initial P as a paper?
I have no idea.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I want to come back to this lady because I feel very much, now, initial P, 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 P is important. No, I say no. It's important. Yeah, P, P.
I have a brother, Paul. Is that what you?
Paul. That's what I say. Paul. I was just saying Paul when you just say Paul. Your brother's with us, yes?
No.
Your brother passed?
No, my brother's alive.
That's what I mean. Your brother's with us.
Yes, my brother is alive on this side.
Right. That's okay. That's okay, Peter, because that's why I said your brother is with us, because I do feel now, if the name of your brother has been acknowledged here, there might be a reason why it's been acknowledged. I don't know if he's going through a little bit difficult situations at the moment.
I don't know.
When is the last time you spoke to him?
About a month ago. We don't live nearby.
All right. And Mary, who's Mary? Apart from you.
I am a Mary.
Yeah. No, apart from you.
Oh, apart from me.
Mm-hmm.
I have Aunt Mary.
But this one is in spirit.
I have an Aunt Mary in spirit.
Yeah, because this is the person I want. The person I marry, but in spirit. Okay?
Okay.
Now, I don't know if you, she allow me to feel, I want to bring you back to your little girl, because I don't know why are you worrying about your little girl?
Why do I worry about my little girl?
Mm-hmm.
Lots of reasons.
Listen to me. I don't want to know the reasons, really, knowing the radio, but what they're saying to me is, tell her not to worry. There's nothing to worry about.
Okay.
Okay?
Oh, you know what? Her grandmother's name was also Mary. The same name okay. as me, and it was the same name. It Mary's a very common name, but her grandma was a Mary Lou.
Mary Lou, Mary Lou. Oh, lovely, beautiful. Now, what is your connection with? Okay, I've been seeing the flag here of Canada. What's your connection with Canada?
Nothing that I can think of.
And you're not planning anything to do with Canada?
No.
Okay.
I have a psychic friend visiting Canada, but I'm not planning to go visit them or anything.
So you go a psychic friend of yours coming to Canada, yeah? Coming from Canada.
A psychic friend of mine is visiting Canada, but...
Okay. So that might be the reason why I want to just acknowledge Canada, okay?
Okay.
All right, darling. I've got to move on because I feel we're coming to the end of the show tonight.
Okay.
So I'd like to say to you, if you'd like to retrieve the call, please just go to www.mikestudio.fm, and from there you'll be able to retrieve the message, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're very welcome. To all of those still waiting there, I do apologize because we ran out of time, but I know there was always another day, another time, another show. So I'm going to leave you with a song that I know that will make sense to somebody. In the meantime, I would like to thank you all to allow me to enter your homes. God bless you, and may your circle be with you always. God bless. Bye.
Oh, 5:30.